This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hama, we're continuing in Daf HaShavua. Tonight, we are learning B'siyata D'Shmaya, Daf Lamed Vav. Nedarim Daf Lamed Vav. Okay, so where are we holding? The Gemara is trying to prove our Kohanim only Shluchai D'Rachmana? Or are they also Shluchai D'Dan? That's how we came out based on the Gemara in Kedushin. They're definitely Shluchai D'Rachmana. Otherwise, how do they even act and do something that we ourselves can't do? The question is, but in order to trace it back to the Yisrael, do they have to be Shluchai D'Dan as well? Now, the Mishnah says that if someone is Aser Bahana, Makriv Alav Kinei Zavin, Kinei Zavais, Kinei Yaldais. The Gemara said, if they're Shluchai D'Dan, how could they do that? But they're Aser Bahana, so the Gemara says, well, then what? If they're Shluchai D'Rachmana, they should be able to be Makriv all the Karbanais. Rather, the Gemara says, really, they're Shluchai D'Dan. But Mechusare Kapara is different. Mechusare Kapara, since you could do it without Das, so then they could do it for you, even though they could do it for you, even though they're Aser Bahana, because just like it's not considered, they're not Shluchai D'Dan. In other words, Legabe, really they're Shluchai D'Dan. By all Kohanim are Shluchai D'Dan, except for Mechusare Kapara. Because Mechusare Kapara, all they're doing is they're allowing you to get to Kodshim, but they're not giving you Kapara. In other words, you don't need their Das. They're not helping you do Tshuva. They're just, you're lacking something in order to bring Karbanos. So in other words, where we're holding right now is really their Shluchai D'Dan, and the reason why they could be Makriv Karbanos is only for Karbanos that are Mechusare Kapara. But in general, they're Shluchai D'Rachmana, and since they're in other words, the Gemara, when the Gemara said Ula Tameich, Lisni Makriv Alav Karbanos, was trying to say that really Kohanim are Shluchai. If they're Shluchai D'Rachmana, they should be able to Makriv all Karbanos. To which the Gemara wanted to say, no, Mechusari Kapara Shani. And let's prove the other way, that since they can only bring Mechusari Kapara, that means they're really Shluchai D'Dan, and Mechusari Kapara are the only Karbanos they could bring. In other words, it seems like our best option is that in fact Kohanim are Shluchai D'Dan. So now we're going to challenge that. The Gemara says, Masav Rav Shimi Bar Abba. Shimi Bar Abba says, Im Haya Kohen, if the person who can't give Hana was a Kohen, Yizrak Alav Dam Chatasai, he could spritz the blood of the carbon Chatas V'dam Ashama in the blood of the carbon Asham. But it doesn't say it could only, let's say, spritz a certain kind of chatas or a certain kind of asham. It implies all chatois and all ashamois. Even if, let's say, it's not mechusare kapara. So that means kaihanim are shluchai d'rachmana. Says the Gemara, no. Dam chatas shel metzora, they can only sprinkle the blood of a karma chatas of a metzora. V'dam asham shel metzora, in the blood of an asham of a metzora. D'chsev zois tia tairas hametzora. It says this will be the Torah of a metzora, which we learn out bein gadol bein katan. Whether the metzora is of age or katan. So since these, we're gonna limit what a kohen can be makriv for someone else if he can't give them hana to a dam of a mitzayra. And why would that be? Why would the dam of mitzayra be different? Because that you could do without das. because that's basically like mechusare kapara. We wanted to try to bring a raya that kohanim shluchei derachmana. No, we'll say really they're shluchei didan, but mechusare kapara shani. Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah. The Mishnah is in Masech de Gittin, HaKoyhanim Shepiglu BaMikdash, Koyhanim, who caused a carbon to become pigle in the Beis HaMikdash. Pigle is, they had improper kavana regarding when they're going to do the Avodah. In other words, when they're going to eat the meat. So Mezidin Chayiv, if they did it intentionally, they're chayiv hashoygigin paturin. But if they did it b'shoygig, they're pater. They did it intentionally, they're chayiv for damages. They literally damaged your carbon. You were makriv this, you bought the, you were makdish this animal. You did it for a certain reason. You wanted to bring a carbon. So if they intentionally sabotaged it, they're chayiv hashoygigin paturin. They did it, so to speak, unknowingly, inadvertently. They're pater, which is a big question, because normally when you cause damage, adamu ala'olam, right? A person's always chayiv, whether he's intentional or unintentional. But that implies if he did it b'shagi or pater, elasha pigula and pigle. The pigle is a good pigle. It's an effective pigle. The carbon is pasul. Yamri b'shal mashluchi edishmaya havo. If kohanim are the shluchim of heaven, hainu shepigulan pigol. That's why the pigol is considered a good pigol. Why? Because look, Shamayim made the kohanim your shliach, whether you like it or not. So, if they had the wrong kavana, they disqualify the carbon. Eli amrit shluchei didan hava. But if they're our shluchim, Amai pigulam pigul. Why would their bad thoughts ruin the carbon? Lemalei. So the owner should say to him, Shlicha shavisach l'sakuni v'loy v'la'avusei. I made you a shliach to fix me, not to destroy me. Meaning, I made you a shliach. If you're acting on my behalf, you have to do something I would want you to do. So once you start ruining the kavana of the carbon, so what you're doing, so then I never would have hired you for that. I never would have appointed you for that. You should lose your capacity. Bishlam of Shamayim just automatically makes the kohanim the agents, whether the owner likes it or not, so they could destroy the guy's carbon. You know, Adam Oyser Davar Sheinu Shaloi. But if I'm the one who made you, and your status is dependent whether you do the job I want you to do, if you don't do the job I want you to do, then you can't be acting on my behalf. Let's see the Ran. Tanan hakoyhanim shepiglu b'mikdash v'chulu elam kein shluchei d'shmaya ninu haynu shepigulam pigul d'rachmanar shavinashich l'chomili. Now it's interesting. The Ran, you know, if I would have learned the Gemara simply, which is Daf HaShavua doesn't have us doing the next Ran, but I would have learned the Gemara is asking, if they're our shluchim, then they can't ruin the carbon, not b'shoigeg and not b'mezid, because they can't act on my behalf to ruin me. But the Ran says, don't tell them that we did this Ran, Ella, I amrit shluchei didoninu, amai pigul and pigul. Shoigeg hu dekasholei. The question is only by shoigeg. B'mezid, we understand how they could do it. B'shama b'mezid, nehi deshluchei didoninu. True, there are shliach, pigulan pigol. The pigol is a pigol. The kivan shemefagol b'mezid. Since they are ruining the carbon intentionally, enoy oisa shlichusai. They're not making his shliach. Ela adaita denavshe kavad. They're acting on their own behalf. The kaimelam beperik beiz dechulin. The adam oisar davar sheino shaloi al yidei maisa. We pass when a person can ask for something that doesn't belong to him through an act. So if I'm doing it intentionally, then I decided I'm not gonna do the shlichus. I'm going to do my own thing. In other words, I understand how he could ruin it b'mezid. Because if he's doing it b'mezid, he's saying, I'm not acting for you. I'm acting for myself. And there are situations where a person could ask a davar shein shaloi. But b'shoigeg, who's he acting for? He's not acting on his own behalf. He's still acting on your behalf. He's not doing it for himself, because if he was doing it himself, he would do it on purpose. He's trying to do the shlichus. So why don't we say, oh, he's trying to do the shlichus. Well, he can't do a shlichus for the guy that the guy wouldn't want. B'mezid, he's breaking the shlichus, and he's destroying the carbon. But b'shoigeg, he's not acting on his own behalf, he's acting on behalf of the Mishaleach. Well, that can't be effective because the Mishaleach doesn't want him to do this.
Rabbi.
Yes.
You said
Al Yidei Maisa.
Is people
a
Maisa?
Who said Al Yidei Maisa? The Ran?
You said at the end of the thing.
The Adam Oizdav Shalai Al Yidei Maisa.
What's the Maisa of people? It's Machshava.
Okay, good ha'ara. Apparently, the maisa avoida that you do with that thought. In other words.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, we proceed. It says, Gemara Amri, Shani Gabi Pigol, the Amarkra, Lo Yechashev Loi Mikamakaim. Really, I'll tell you that Kohanim are acting on behalf of us. Kohanim shlucha didan. They're acting on behalf of us. How could they act on behalf of us in a way that would not be acceptable to us? It's a gzeres hakasov that even if they do something we wouldn't want, it's still effective in ruining the carbon. What does the pasuk say? The Amrakra, loy yechashev loy. It's not going to be considered loy for him. What does that mean? It says Gemara, mikal makayim. In any case, this is a drasha. What does the drasha say? That does the Ran say anything? Let's look in the Ran. Udechia shani gabi pigol de amar kra. Pigol is different because the pasuk says hukach bayan hacha loyif shita. The question of whether kaihanim shulchei derachman or shulchei didan has not been definitively addressed. The Ran concludes miu nihida hacha loyif shita la. True, here it's not concluded. Mehid the parakam de kedushin muchach de shulchei shmaininu kama shukasavti lamala. And we pointed out that's the Ran. Tosfos says no. The Gemara in Kedushin only concluded it has to also be Shulchei Dishmaya. But whether they're also Shulchei Didan, that we don't have a conclusion. So let's see if any of the Rishonim explain this last step. Look in the Rush. Hamakriv loy yechashiv loy mikamakim v'darshinan. Bezvachim kari be lo yechashev. Lo yechashev. It will not be considered, meaning the carbon will not be considered. Alma machsheves hamakriv havya machsheva lefsul af agav delav didehu. From here we learn the kavana of the makriv, even if he's not acting on behalf of the Yisrael, can disqualify the carbon. Gufa, we said earlier, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Hakol Tzrichin Das Chutz Mimuchsarich Kapar, all Karbonos need a Das Abaylim, except for Karbonos that are only brought for somebody's missing step of Kapara. What's the proof? Shari Adam Mayavi Karbon Albano Valbanois of Akhtam. A person can bring Karbonos for his sons or daughters who are Kitanim. So just like you could bring a Karbon for a kid who doesn't have das and cannot have das, and it's efshir for them to have das. Likewise, you could bring a karban for someone who's mechusare kapara without their das, even though they have das. The point being, danin efshar mishi'i efshar. Because you could say, just because you could bring for your kids without their das, is because they can have das. So it's efshar. So perforce, you're doing it, even though they don't have das. But somebody who you could have asked them, who says you could bring it for them even without asking them. This is predicated on the principle, danin efshar mishi'i efshar. Frakti gemara lamayata. Yavi Adam Chatos Chelav Al-Chaver, a person should be able to bring a carbon Chatos Chelav for his friend. A regular carbon Chatos is called a Chatos Chelav, because the most common way for a person to be Chayev a Chatos is to eat Chelav B'Shagig. Because Chelav is very common. People had animals, and it was very common to eat forbidden fats. It was the most common form of violating, incurring a karmen chatos. And the halach is you cannot bring a karmen chatos for somebody. So Gemara is asking, why not? If done in efshar mishi'i efshar, that if you could bring a karmen for a kid because he has no das, you should be able to bring a karmen for someone without asking them. Elamayata yavi adam chatos chelav al chaveroi. Shekein adam mevi al ishtoi shoita. A person could bring a karmen for his wife who's insane. Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda taught. Rabbi Yehuda taught on the bottom of Lamed Hei Amud Beis that a person could bring a carbon for his wife who is insane. So, why? Well, she can't have das, so you could do it for her. So just like you could bring a carbon for your sons and daughters, who are ketanim and can't have das, and you can bring a carbon for your wife who's a shoita who can't have das, you should be able to bring a carbon chatos chela for your friend who, even though he could have das, but you happen not to have asked him. Alama Amar Rabbi Lazar, hifrish chatos chelav al chaveroi loy asa klum, says the Ran. Elamayata yavi adam chatos chelav al chaveroi alama Amar Rabbi Lazar loy asa v'loy klum mishum de'ein danin efshar, mishi'i efshar. Must be that we cannot learn out someone who is possible to have das from a situation where you can't have das. In other words, the question is, Rabbi Yochanan said that you need to get the das bailam to bring a karma for anybody except for mechusare kapara. Mechusare kapara, let's say somebody who's waiting just for a carbon to be brought for him to eat kachim, you could do without his intent, without his das, because the proof is adam mevi carbon albanov albnoy savaktanim. That argument of Rabbi Yochanan is predicated on danin efshar mishi'i efshar. So Gemara is disproving that logic. We know we're ain danin efshar mishi'i efshar. How do we see ain danin efshar mishi'i efshar? Because we know a person can bring a carbon chatos for his wife who's a shoita, and yet you can't be mafresh chatos chelav for somebody without their permission. So Gemara says, wait a second. What's the case where the wife is a shoita? Ishtoi shoita yechida. What's the case where the wife's insane? Ida achol kishi shoita. What's the case? She ate the chelav when she's a shoita. She's not chayv a carbon. Lav vas carbon here. She's not liable to a carbon, because you're only liable to a carbon if you acted with das. If she ate it when she was sane and then she became insane, so then, of course, you can't bring a carbon for her. Ha Amar of Yirmiya, Amar of Abahu, Amar of Yochanan, Achal Chelev, the hifrish carbon. If somebody ate chelev and then you were mafrish a carbon, v'nishtata, and they became crazy, v'chazer v'nishtafa, and then they became sane, pasal, you can't bring the carbon. Hoyle Because since the animal, at the time the person was insane, got pushed away from being able to be brought as a carbon, so then it stays that way. So the question then is, what? But didn't Rabbi Yochanan darshan? Didn't Rabbi Huda say Adam mevi al ishtoi shoita? So in what case could you bring for ishtoi shoita? In other words, the question is, if according to Rabbi Yochanan, done in efshar mishi'i efshar, then why can't you bring a carbon chatas for someone without their das, the same way you could bring for ishtoi shoita? To which the Gemara is saying, what are you talking about? You can't bring a carbon chatas for ishtoi shoita in the first place. I, Rabbi Huda said, Ada mevi carbon ba'ad ishtoi, that's only a limited carbon, that's only a carbon yoyledes. So there's no precedent b'chlal that you could bring a carbon for ishtoi. Look in the Ran, ishtoi shoita yechidam, kalamer l'oilam b'chiha danin. Really, we could be done in Efshar Mishi'i Efshar. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan said, Mechusare Kapara, you don't need Das Bailam. I so learn out from bringing a carbon for Ishtoi Shoita that you could be Makrev Achatos? No, you can't bring a carbon for Ishtoi Shoita. Ela Lamaida Amar, Rabbi Huda, the other maybe al ishtoi shoita lav chatas chilav kamer. It's not a kamer chatas. Ella, it would have to be a limited circumstance. Ella carbon yoyledas. It would have to be a carbon yoyledas, the Ran says. The chatas chilav e efsher. There is no case of bringing a carbon chatas chilav for one's wife. The hechidami, what's the case? The kivan shehi petura. Since she herself is exempt from the carbon yefsher shiavi baila ala, there's no situation where the bailam is going to bring it for him. So now the Gemara asks, Elamayata, if Rabbi Yochanan is right, that done in Efshar, Mishi'i Efshar, Yavi Adam Pesach Achaveiroi, a person should be able to bring a carbon Pesach for his friend. Why? The same way you could bring a carbon Pesach for who? For your children. Why are you allowed to bring a carbon Pesach for your children? You know why you're allowed to bring a carbon Pesach for your children? Because they don't have das. So, let's be done in Efshar, Mishi'i Efshar. Says Gemara. Elamayati yavi adam pesach achaver shekin adam evi albanav albanayis vaktanim. Alam am Rebbe Lazar. Why did Rebbe Lazar say, Hifrish pesach alchaveroi lo yasuklum? If you're a mafrish a carbon pesach for your friend, you did nothing if he didn't know about it. Why don't we say, done in Efshar, Mishi'i Efshar. Look in the Ran. Elamayata Yavi Adam Pesach Achaver Lididach. According to you, Rabbi Yochanan, Didonis Efshar Mishi'i Efshar. Loi Asaklum Shetzarech Sheyimne Imahem Midatai. You need to appoint them on the Pesach with their das. But why don't we say Donin Efshar Mishi'i Efshar? Says the Gemara, no, Amar Rav Zeira, sell a base of voice, lavdai raisa. Don't say, really, there's a chi of dai raisa to be nimne on a se. So how does it work for a kid? You could do it without their das. No, there is no chi of dai raisa for a person. For people in your, for your children to be nimne on the carbon. So if they don't have to be appointed, we don't have any proof that you could appoint someone without their knowledge. You know why? Because they don't have to be appointed. You only have precedent that you could be memanis someone on a carbon Pesach without their das if they fundamentally have to be appointed. But if we could demonstrate that they don't have to be appointed, then you don't have a raya that we could appoint someone without their das. No, your children don't have to be appointed. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Lazar, Hifrish Pesach Aver, Amar Rav Zeira, Se Lebeis Avos Lav Dai Raisa. Look in the Ran. Amar Rav Zeira, Se Lebeis Avos Lav Dai Raisa. Lo'olam B'chihai Danin. Really, we are Danin Efshar Mishi'i Efshar. However, Umiyu mi Pesach loy matzil medach. You can't bring a proof from Pesach. The celibes of his lav dai raisa. Demin ha-toyra in ha-ktanim tzvichim lihimanois b'seh in b'nei ha-chabura. Because medai raisa, your children don't have to be appointed with the karban. Ela oichla mimenu, they could eat afal pishalai nimna alav, even though they weren't appointed. Da avagav de in Pesach nechal ela lemenuyav, even though Pesach can only be eaten if you're appointed, hani mili beru'uyin lihimanois. That is if they are fit to be appointed. Someone who is fit to be appointed must be appointed. Avuktanim delav b'nei hachi, children who are not fit to be appointed fundamentally, less lanba, do not have to be appointed. Umemai, how do you know se lebeis avos does not apply to children? Meditnan, ha'imer levanov, let's say you say to your kids, harini shoychid es ha-pesach, I'm going to shech the Pesach. Al misha yala mikem rishon lishlayim. And I'm doing it for whoever gets to Yerushalayim first. So he's making a race. He says, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, I'm shechting the Karm Pesach, and whoever gets goes up to Yerushalayim first. Kivan shehichnes rishon roishay v'rubay. When the first one sticks in his head and his majority, zacha b'chalka, he zoicha to his chelk in the Pesach, umezake es echav imay. And he acquires the chilek of his brothers with him. So what does this show? Let's see the Ran. Harini shoychid es ha-pesach al mi sheyala mikem rishon lirushalayim. Amar Levanov, he says to his kids, Harini oyla lirushalayim, I'm going up to Jerusalem, la'achar she'ayosham, and after I'm there, eshchid es ha-pesach al mi sheyala mikem rishon, I'll shech the pesach forever who goes up first. So, what's going on over here? V'i amrit celibes avos dairaisa. If you're going to say that being nimneh on a carbon is dairaisa, and if you're not nimneh, you can't join. So then what's happening? One kid is being zoicha in the meat for everyone else. Al bisra koi umezakilhu. On the flesh he's standing, and he's zoicha in it. Could he be zoiche in the meat of the Karim Pesach for the other brothers? But the other brothers were not appointed. Al bisra koi, kisha'ala zeh, when this guy makes it up to Shalayim, kfar nishchad, it was already shechted. Think about it. When the guy goes up, it was already shechted. So regarding him, he could be part of it, because huvra davar lemafreya, that the father shechted it for him because he gave him up first. But how in the world can he be mezakeh to his other brothers? It was already shechted, and they were not nimne on the Pesach. V'imkein heich nimne alav v'aksiv mihiyos miseh v'darshinan michiyusa deseh. It has to be while the seh is still alive. So how in the world did he do this? Umezaki lahoin b'tmiya hecha av mezaki le'echa mibanav achar shchita. The Ran first says, how could the father be mezaki to one of the children after the shchita? Inami hayu mezaki le'mahu ben she'ol rishon koi. The question is on that kid who goes up first. Hech mezaki le'achiv. Not how the father could be zoicha for that kid. For that kid, retroactively, the father shechted it for him. But how could that kid then go and be zoicha for his brothers? The bishlama iu zachi deikalameimar kiman shala rishain. You could say since he came up first, huvrar. It's become clarified shekish nishchad pesach alav nishchad. That when it was shechted for him. Aval heich mezake laachiv. How could it be zoicha for the brothers? V'achi muchach sugi in the parakol aget. Must be ela lamaluhu. What's the father doing? Oh, I'm sorry. Elo lama luhu da amar lahayin avoin. What is the father saying to them? Elo lama luhu da amar lahayin avoin. What is the father saying to them? If they need to be nimneh, so how are all of them nimneh? Maybe we can understand the one that got there first retroactively shows it was shechted for him, but about the others. So the father just saying, Kedela Zarzan b'mitzvahis, he's just motivating them. But really, fundamentally, the din of Nimne ala said does not apply to Ketanim. If it would apply to Ketanim, then you should be able to learn out that Donin Efshar Mishi Efshar. Just like for Ketanim, it's Efshar and you could do it for them, you should be able to do it for anybody. But that's not the Lamdas. It's not that Ketanim, you could do it without, you could appoint them without their consent. They don't need to be Nimne. Ketanim don't need to be Nimne. The father only did it, says Ran Kedei Lazars, and she regilin is Dara's mitzvahs, that they should be accustomed to being energetic in mitzvahs. Tanya Nami Hachi, we learned in a verse like this. Also, Ma'isahayu, there's a story, V'kadmu banois labanim, the daughters got to Yerushalayim before their sons. V'nimtzu banois rizois, it turned out the girls were energetic, ubanim shfalim, and the kids and the sons were lazy good-for-nothings. They were lazy good-for-nothings. But it doesn't say they didn't partake of the Pesach. But how? They didn't win the race. The girls won the race. So now the boys are out. No. From here we see celibase avos does not apply fundamentally to ketanim. V'nim tzubanos, says the Ran, v'nim tzubanos rizos, v'loi katani banoi zachu. It doesn't say the girls got the carbon Pesach. Amaloi niskavin el lazaris bovad. From here we see that the Kavanah was only to be Mezarezem. Okay, this concludes Daf Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. Tomorrow we do Lamed Vav Amid Bezo. Tomorrow night is the Parsha Shir. So I have a wedding Wednesday. So tomorrow is the Parsha Shir. We'll try to maybe do it a little bit later, okay? So we're gonna shoot for tomorrow night, but a little bit of a later time. Tuesday night is the Parsha Shir. And the Daf HaShua will try for tomorrow night.
Questions?
Do I have more questions?
Are you accepting more questions?
Yes, sure.
So I'm not sure if I was there with my brother, and I was being told that whoever gets to Yerushalayim first is Zoche in it. But I know that it doesn't really matter because even if I don't race, I'll still have the same Zechiyah in it that my brother has because we don't really have to be. How are you being Mazar as me?
Well, you're assuming that the kids know the halacha, the lamdas, that celibase avos doesn't apply to a carbon Pesach.
Is it working like we say, you know, on Rosh Hashanah that Arbe is a satan, and every year the satan doesn't, you know, he doesn't remember what happened last year. So for the first year, okay, so maybe they didn't know. But the second year goes, I came in second place, I still got to beat.
Mm-hmm.
What's the story?
He could get a choice here piece if he makes it first.
Look, you know, kids are competitive, you know. It's like whoever gets to shul first is getting cholent. I mean, they're going to get cholent either way. You don't think it will motivate them?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.